As the U.S. and Iranian conflict continues to escalate, the situation in the Israeli-occupied Palestinian territories seems to be largely going from bad to worse. On Friday, armed Israeli settlers, allegedly backed by Israeli forces, killed four Palestinians and injured others in an attack on the town of Tal, near Nablus. During the attack, a Palestinian man seized a settler's weapon and killed an armed settler, wounding two others. Walid Zidane is head of the Tal village council.
What happened around 8:30 to 9 in the morning, a group of settlers, approximately 20 settlers, entered the southern area of the Tel village. People went to the area because it is a residential area to protect the citizens there. What happened is that the settlers, under the protection of the army, attacked the people. When someone sees his brother being beaten, what will he do? Or if a settler shoots him, what will he do? As a reaction, he will defend him.
In response, Israel launched military operations, with Israeli National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir saying Palestinian villages in the West Bank should be made to resemble Beit Hanun, a Gaza town that has been destroyed. In a video statement, Israel's finance minister Bezalel Smotrich called for a new settlement at the site of the violence, calling it our appropriate Zionist response to terrorists and terrorism.
The enemy has been raising its head recently in Judea and Samaria, West Bank, and a sharp, determined, and unequivocal military action is required here and now. The villages of Tel and Arak Barin, which are near the Galad farm where the attack that claimed the life of Benayahu Melet took place today, and likewise the village of Beit Furuk, near the Abraham farm, where Itamar Cohen was stabbed yesterday, are villages from which terrorism repeatedly emerges. These villages need to look exactly like the refugee camps in Nablus and Tokarm. It is necessary to evacuate the population there for their protection and to clear these villages of terrorist infrastructure.
Israeli forces have also arrested at least five Palestinian women in overnight raids across the West Bank, including a board member of the Palestinian medical charity Union of Health Work Committees. Israel has accused the charity of ties to a terrorist organization, claims the charity denies. Meanwhile, in Israeli-occupied Gaza, Israel has been quietly building a giant earthen barrier along the so-called yellow line marking the Israeli-controlled area, separating it from the rest of the Gaza Strip. The U.S. Central Command, in charge of monitoring the ceasefire, has not commented on the barrier. On a brighter note, a new report says the food situation in Gaza has improved, although it comes with a warning. Ross Smith is the World Food Program's Director of Emergency Preparedness and Response.
We have some marginal improvements in the food security situation in Gaza. Approximately a 10% reduction in the number of people that are acutely food insecure. So these gains are good, but they are due to the level of humanitarian assistance, particularly food assistance, we've been able to bring into Gaza in the past 7 months. And, it's really critical that these gains are maintained. And for that, we need to have continued access to the food funding.
Despite the improvement, the Integrated Food Security Phase Classification, or IPC, says two-thirds of Gaza's population, 1.4 million people, are still experiencing crisis or worse levels of acute food insecurity. Hossam Salim, a displaced person from Rafah, describes the view from the ground.
The situation is tragic and extremely difficult, and it gets worse every day. As you know, the occupation is putting pressure on us, and the crossings are closed. There's no food. We come to the charity kitchen to get our daily sustenance. One day we get something, and 10 days we don't. There's no source of income. We have a profession, but there's no work, no income. The occupation is tightening its grip on us and putting pressure on us. Every day there are assassinations, bombings, and violence.
In another positive, if perhaps symbolic, move, a United Nations committee voted Friday to designate an archaeological site in the occupied West Bank as a World Heritage Site, along with several sites in Lebanon. The decision by UNESCO, the UN Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, came days after Israel's foreign ministry urged the rejection of the sites, calling the nominations a weaponization of cultural heritage. But the UN body went ahead with the designations, putting the ancient hilltop town of Sebastia in the West Bank, along with the sites in Lebanon, on both the World Heritage List and the List of World Heritage Sites in Danger. Adel Naim Daoud Atieh is Palestine's delegate to UNESCO.
Your support will be remembered by the Palestinian people, particularly by the residents of Sebastia, who have protected this extraordinary site through generations despite occupation, restrictions, and repeated attempts to separate them from their own heritage.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.